Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And ending our program tonight with markets and company news, I'm joined by David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth. David, good evening to you. Let's start with Telkom reporting strong results for the third quarter. A lot of demand for data-led services and the share price up by over 7% today.
Yes, look, a very good result. The problem is that it's a trading update, so they never show what happens below the line. They show the trading profit, and there's a lot of good news in that, that they are making headway in the areas that you mentioned, and mainly on the mobile side and on the data side. And that, we, you know, Jeremy, with Telkom, you still dragged down by the legacy issues. You know, they still got a lot of old buildings. They still got copper in the, you know, in the roads and so on. And that always remains a problem. It's going to take them a long time to be able to shake off that side of it. But credit to management. They're doing what they can in a difficult environment and making, you know, gaining profit share. So I think that's why market responded as it did to the numbers. And good management. Efficiencies coming in.
And make no mistake, David, I mean, this is an increasingly fragmented market. You've got the big players like Vodacom and MTN, but a lot of smaller, perhaps more boutique players that in their own rights have also become very successful and are catering very well for segments within a smaller market.
And people are very cost sensitive. So if you offer a package, you know, and you offer a decent deal, they will change, you know, and that's, I think that's where they are making headway. So good luck to them. You know, where it goes to, it's difficult to see. Jeremy, if you want to frustrate yourself, there's thousands and thousands of numbers that came out today. And, you know, I keep looking for the bottom line. So what's a profit look like? But we'll have to wait for the half-year results to get that.
David, let's move on to Sasol. At one point today, it was down by about 6%. I see it's still in the red, down 1.7% as we talk tonight. But again, this is a company that's bouncing around all over the place, isn't it?
It's got structural problems. You know, that's a nice way of saying they've got plenty of issues to address. And, you know, if you looked at their half-year results, I think volumes were down. In other words, also their margins were down. Margins is profit per unit of whatever they sold. So, and also they've got impairments. You know, Jeremy, some of these older companies, you always have to write your assets down to what is economic value. You know, the kind of value that on which you're making a decent profit. So there are a lot of problems that Sasol are facing. And the oil price is not helping them. The rand to an extent. But, you know, the markets, this is a low. We're at a low for about 5 or 6 years. You know, we did make some headway. There was lots of possibilities there. But each day now, it's going in the wrong direction. Oddly, the chemical side's doing okay. You know, that's one we worried about because chemical prices were down. But I think Sasol's got a lot of problems that it has to address, and it's just taking too long for the market.
David, another venerable old listing on the JSE is Barlow World. We've got a lot of news about this 23 billion rand buyout. Some saying that it really sets a new stage for real broad-based industrial empowerment. But not all shareholders are happy with this.
No. And that's they're sending out invitations now for the meeting, and a general meeting in which shareholders will meet. I don't know whether those that are against the deal are going to have the power to stop it going. But there are questions about the involvement of management and the parties involved there. And it's always a worry when you get insiders, you know, making the bid for the company, because they generally know a lot more than you do about what's happening there. And so it does create suspicion, and so that's the worry. Look, if the meeting happens, it happens in a few months' time, and then if it goes through, Barlow's will vanish, mid-June, somewhere around there. But there's been a lot of criticism about the parties around this deal. This is not a delisting in the, you know, where you've got a lot of languishing companies, smaller businesses doing nothing. No one really cares if they do vanish. But I think in this case, a lot of questions to be asked at the general meeting.
But I guess you've got to fundamentally ask whether the buyout is a commercially sound transaction, one, and two, does it align with global best practice?
That's it. You put it very articulately, and I wish I could say it like that, but that's exactly right. But what you're saying is should these deals go through, or should there be somebody who prevents these deals happening? You know, when I saw the parties involved, immediately it sends up a red flag. So, and rather be generous. You know, if you're going to do a deal like this, be overly generous, and so that people can't contest your motives. Mm. You know.
Well, something that's not overly generous at the moment, David, is this standoff between Washington and Pretoria over the Expropriation Act. A little earlier in the program, I was talking to Kuseni Dlamini, who's the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in South Africa. He's talking about the need for a mature and tactical response, critical that trust is maintained. But I'm just wondering how the market is engaging with this Trump-South Africa row. There must be a degree of nervousness, surely.
There's more nervousness on our part than in America. It's not big news there.
Sure.
There's so many other things today. It's the steel tariffs and the aluminium tariffs, and tomorrow it'll be some other story. But I think, as you say, you know, we need to adopt a mature attitude. And the reason for that, and Jeremy, I don't know whether you're old enough to remember 1985. I'm being kind.
David, I wasn't born yet, but keep going.
When PW wagged his finger at everybody and started sending out warning shots. And you know what came after that was a very difficult time for South Africa. And you don't know, Trump, what kind of sanctions or what pressure he can put on companies. You know, and we've got the Microsofts, we've got the Apples, we've got the Alphabets. You know, all of these people do business, and it's very much part of our lives. Eli Lilly, Netflix, Disney, you name the American company. So I'm worried about our attitude, you know, what this can spark in somebody like Trump, who you can't read.
Sure.
We just can't read him. But I mean, the Rand is holding up incredibly well, and we're at 1840 now, and it's always a function of the dollar. But I think that instead of going out and with our pea shooters and trying to bring down the American economy, I think we should just be mature and say, what is it that's disturbing them? Which I think is more the friends that we've chosen rather than an act of parliament. And I think that's what's really getting them, is who we've aligned with.
And just, I was going to say, just for the record, David, 1985, I was about to meet the future Mrs. Mag, so I certainly was.
Okay,
David, we're out of time, unfortunately, but we'll talk again next week. Always appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thanks very much indeed. That's David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Wealth. And as I say, he'll talk to us again on the program next week.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.